This is CliffCentral.com.
Central, no borders. It's your boy KF and Daryl, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. every Friday. You already know. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, what's going on, my man?
You heard that jam, right?
Yo,
God knows why he didn't give me a voice, man.
Yo.
Panties would be dropping everywhere, left, right, and center.
That's why he didn't give you a voice.
Not to say that they don't, though. Yo, man, it's crazy. Everybody who listens to this show knows that we pride ourselves on bringing new content, you know, into, you know, the listeners, you know, environments. You know what I mean? Because like, we heard a lot from Deleuze and AKA and Bista and them, you know what I mean? Because they've been in the game.
Yeah.
It's always nice to hear new music from new artists.
Fresh content.
But you know what's always scary is when you let an artist come through and you're not too sure, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Before
yeah.
you're like, hey man, is this going to happen?
Is it going to go down nice?
Come My Way is a pleasantly surprising jam. So that was Come My Way, jam by Tuco featuring Just Pete.
The Wave.
Dog. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yo. It is sick. And these boys flew in from Durban this morning, man. All the way from Durban just to come to No Borders.
And they're on time.
They didn't cross No Borders, but I mean, let's give them the effort. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just Pete, Tuco, what's good? How y'all guys doing?
Oh, man, we're awesome, man. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait. It's good to be here. Thank you.
And I'm sure all the listeners heard that. Yeah, that's just Pete. He's white.
apparently.
You're probably the first white dude we've had on the show. Paul, is that right? Like, not white dude. Mm-mm. We've had white females.
It's the first for everything, eh?
Look, hey, man.
Gareth Cliff has been sad here, right?
Hey, come on. Let's not talk about him. His name is on the wall. Come on. Yeah, how's the week been, man?
The week's been amazing, man. A lot of great music.
What do you think of the jam, man?
I think the jam is amazing. It's wavy.
You know what I'm saying?
The sound is crazy.
I thought I was in Durban.
Man.
I was like, yo, I should have worn some shorts and a beach shirt.
Who produced that thing?
There we go.
Oh, that's a long story, bro. Go for it. You go.
Marcus Els, man. He produced it. He's worked with a couple of guys in Durban. Like, he worked with Toya. He also did some work with...
Trezor.
So he's also like also there in the trenches, pulling out some amazing music. I think there's a lot of stuff that you guys need to hear from Durban, man. Yeah. You guys need to come to Durban.
Yeah, do a show in
Durban.
I don't know if I'm gonna get any work done, but I'll leave that to Daryl. Daryl can, you know,
do the work.
Yeah, rock the Cliff Central No Borders shit. I'll be on the beach somewhere,
chilling out.
Do a cameo.
Yeah. Yeah, man, the music is amazing. What's the industry like in Durban?
Word.
It seems like, you know, all the musicians there, you guys know each other.
Look, it's again on a comparison level. Yeah, it's smaller than Josie, but it is definitely still very diverse.
Yeah.
You know, we've got our peoples bringing different sounds together. But yeah, it's on the rise. I think there's always new artists coming out of Durban. It's more exciting. And it's never a never better time to be an African out from Durban right now.
Word.
True story.
For real.
Word. True story. I'd say like Durban is definitely like a place where people like to try and surprise you.
Yeah.
Even I, like when I listen to some of the kids and the stuff that they're doing there, it's really, really like exciting stuff. There's so much new like music and so many people trying to experiment with sounds, as opposed to, I'm not saying this against any other place, but I feel like Durban, a lot of people really do try to just explore sound and explore different channels of making music. Maybe because we just sit there by the beach and
all day.
Look at beautiful girls and
smoke
then get
blunt.
So so I think that's what we try to do, you know. That's what the scene sort of like.
I mean, it's crazy. You know, the problem with Joburg is that it swallows people up. So like, we actually forget that people like Nasty C are Durbanites, right? You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like I think of Joburg.
Yeah.
I think of Kong and Harem, you know? Yeah, like Taboo, you know what I mean?
All
French
the time.
Montana.
I mean, if you really had to look at it again, I don't want people to take things, you know, as if I'm separating things. But like, if you look at like some of the names that have come in recently in hip hop, a lot of the guys are from Durban. The Sketchies, the WTFs, the A1 Wolf. Nasty C.
You know,
I literally know all those people. You know, because Durban is so small, and we all knew each other before we blew up.
Raheem's another
one. You know, Raheem. There's so many people. So like. You know, Durban is definitely like a place, as I say, that I feel like a lot of people still like to experiment with music and not just like make a banger, you know?
Yeah,
let's make a banger.
Turn up.
You know?
Do people have a lot of data in Durban? I hope they're listening. Trying to get our downloads up. Oh, Daryl, my bad. Yeah. 1 second. It's my sister's birthday. Shout out to Vonai Gagne. Happy birthday, sis, all the way in Canada. I hope you're listening and download and send to all your friends so that they download. Man, okay, so how did this combination come about? Is this your token white friend?
One of them, yeah.
One of them.
I only have as many as like my bitcoins, like three.
Oh, hey, three bitcoins.
I'm kidding.
Wait, hold on. How much is that? 980. Hey. 270 grand. Come on now.
Yo, man, we're flipping the coins, you know?
So we going out tonight? Pop a couple bottles?
Couple of hints.
I'll just put a coin down, you know.
Just a coin.
Yeah, just put a coin. You're ready to go.
But how did because the chemistry is dope. So he had me. Tuco had me because, you know, they flew in early in the morning. They came through the crib. You know, we're just chilling, and they had me listen to another collaboration. Not going to mention, you know, like specifically what it is, but and it's a dope jam.
Yeah.
But come my way, halfway through the jam, I was like, no, can you play Come My Way again, please?
Mm, yeah.
Because there is that thing about the minute you hear it, it's like,
it's fresh.
Yeah, and
fresh.
You know the problem with people on radio? Like, you know I hate on people on radio, like the gatekeepers. Mm. They listen to music from an industry point of view.
Mm. Yeah.
That's besides the point. Mm. Y'all can do that in the studio with your producers and engineers and stuff. We listen like listeners. Like the people who are, you know, our listeners who are listening right now. Am I going to cop this? Because your boy who was in the studio ain't going to cop it. He's just there to hype you up. And from a listener's point of view, from like not knowing about, you know, 808s or anything like that, just from a listener's point of view, I'm like, this jam is actually dope. It's wavy.
Wow.
Like, and Daryl, you said it right. It's wavy.
It's wavy. He even says "Ride on my wave" or something like
that. Yeah, my favorite line is the did it. I did it.
I gave her the DA because I did it. I did it for Durban.
I'm like, damn.
Genius. Go look on Genius.
Oh man,
rap genius.
Yeah. Anyway, it was about 2 years ago. It was a Red Bull Music Info Sessions, and it was literally local Durban artists just dropping some knowledge on young kids trying to get in the business. Mm. And I met A1 Wolf there, and Sketchy was there at the same time, and Tuco was there. And I just asked A1, I said, yo, bro, listen, I need songwriters. I need people just to make beats with. I need people to collaborate with. I need to get out of my own box.
Yeah.
And there's this healthy culture in Durban where, you know, guys that are well off or who are growing are happy to lend a hand. And Tuco came through to my studio with Marcus Als. And we just created that song. But it was a long, natural process.
Was this the first jam? Was this your first collaboration? No. Or there were a bunch?
Yeah, a whole bunch. So we really tried to kink it out and get something that we both enjoy, that we could push in different spaces, you know?
The first songs we made were pretty pop, man. I'm not gonna lie. We've made, if you wanna be, you know, a top of your game, you have to record like 100 million songs, period. You know, so we recorded a lot of music, but the first 3 or 4 songs was literally like the feeling out process between myself and just Pete and Marcus. Like, he's trying to I'm in his studio, I've never worked with his studio, and I've never worked with Peter, and then after, I think, the third track, then we started really feeling the chemistry, you know, and started, like, really knowing, like, okay, this is what this guy can do well, and this is what this guy can do well.
Yeah, AKA and Anadi, I hope you're listening, because this is some competition here, man.
Oh, wait.
This is some competition, man, for real. Like,
real,
I mean,
talk.
The jam is sick. Like, nah, I mean, thanks, for you, man, to come across that kind of chemistry in the industry, because people just do collaborations these days.
Just for commercial appeal, or because somebody's famous, you know. Mm. But then you said a lot of you guys know each other in Durban. Which artist would you say you've learned from the most?
Learned from?
Yeah.
Jeez, probably Sketchy.
Sketchy.
It was sort of a learning process together, but like, the dude is so dope. Like, you need to just work with the guy to understand. He's so sick. Like, I learned so much from him in terms of, like, because I also produce as well. I also work in studio. I also try to do a little bit of engineering. But in terms of just being able to do things at a consistently high level, we sort of all grew together, but I could say I definitely picked up a lot of things from his side of the game, because he wasn't making vocals, he was on the other side.
Yeah.
And it kind of helped me, I guess, sort of refine the sound, so that when I do hop on a beat, it doesn't just sound like, you know, just like anybody. You can sort of that feeling, you know, and to make like quality music and to know what to listen for. So that would be one of the guys I definitely
say. Because somebody's mixing and mastering your song, and if you don't know the elements, you know, the engineering side of music, you're just like, okay, that's dope.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah. That's dope.
You know what I mean? But you don't even know what to be listening for.
Yeah, true story. So yeah, that would be a person I'd say I learned quite a bit from.
Just Pete, what made you come into, you know, this sort of the space of the music? There are not a lot of white boys.
That's a good question. I've gotten older. Yes, I've tried to get out of my own box, as you say. And I've never been.
And you do it well. I gotta say, man.
Thank you.
Well.
I appreciate it. Really, that means a lot. I really do. You know, at the end of the day, I always enjoy making music with other guys.
Mm.
I've never admitted to myself that I'm the only one that wants to make a beat and record put it out there. I enjoy with my bras jamming beats and him saying, you know, that's a bit whack, you got to put that, they do that, that's a good opportunity. And that vibe is what I always want to feel at the end of the day. And I like think there's a strong culture like that.
And like we say, no borders. And, you know, we do have our physical borders in terms of countries. But, I mean, we can't run away from the fact that South Africa is marred by racial borders.
It is, though.
So, I mean, what you guys have actually done is, you know, crossed that racial border. Like, so what do your parents think about this? Like, what is this?
If you want to know, my mom says she thinks it's dope. That's it. She's like, this is the nicest song ever, man. I was like, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, she was so excited yesterday, like when we were speaking to her. She's like, oh, man.
Hey, shout out to you, Ma, from KF.
Mom.
I'm not famous or anything, but yo.
Shout out.
No, I'd also just to add to what you're saying, you know, it's quite funny. Every time we do an interview about the song, everyone's always like, oh, man, you guys are crossing racial borders. And we didn't even think about that. And we weren't even thinking about that.
But it's important.
It is. True story, you know. But I feel like a lot of things that we could all learn from each other in a sense. Yes, we've got a big past.
I think he read our page bio. He read our page bio. And we always mention that we have so much to learn from each other as Africans. You know what I mean? And you might be doing this right, we might be doing that right. If we collaborate, that's even out of poverty and everything, all the trouble that we face as Africans, it's all about collaboration. That's why they killed Gaddafi, because he wanted us to come together.
Yeah.
Conspiracy True theory story. 101.
KF's conspiracies.
Yeah, no, hey, you know, you gotta throw him in, man. You gotta throw him in. So what are you guys looking at doing? Like, where's this headed? I hope this is not just the one jam. Like, can we expect a project either individually, together? What's going on, Tuko?
Okay, well, I'm working on a project. Well, I've just finished a project called Rare Art Pieces. It's executively produced by Sketchy.
Say that again, bro. This is not something you say simply. It's the biggest, one of the biggest producers in the country
right now. It's the punchline.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's executively produced by Sketchy, and it's going to feature like a whole lot of dudes from Durban. And it's like, now guys that I think are dope. So that's the single here, which is produced by Marcus Else and not Sketchy, is the first single off that mixtape.
Okay.
So basically these singles, and I also do something called Free Music Friday, release music every Friday on social media, just to build up the hype towards the tape. So that's basically what where
he's taking the game back to the 90s, man.
I've
been listening to a mixtape in a long time. They don't even call them mixtapes today. They call them EPs. Right?
Yeah, we're taking it to the streets, man.
Yeah, man, mixtapes, man, yeah.
So that's what I'm working on, and then maybe we might just drop an EP with just Pete, because we've been making so much music together. And after I drop Rare Art Pieces, which should come out maybe end of this month, then we might just drop that, because we
like that name, Rare Art Pieces. Steal that before you drop it.
Yeah. So that's basically what I have on the pipeline, and I think Pete's got some cool music coming as well. So, I mean, I'd let him just speak for himself.
No, bro, you mentioned it earlier. You said, you know, you got to focus on singles.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you know, the short attention span we have from our listening market.
I blame Snapchat.
Bam.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I blame Snapchat. 15 seconds, I'm done. Yeah, on to the next
because,
one.
It's because of Snapchat, you spend time looking at girls now. Then you can't concentrate on the music. Yeah.
But, yeah, for me, it's just singles right now and building up to something that's worth it. But I like the live vibe that we've created. We have performed it, and it's you know, crowds want more. What's the next beat? You know,
what is the scene like in Durban? Like, in terms of like performances, like is there a hunger
Shout
for
out
it?
Run DBN.
Because in SA right, in Jozi, like there's always a live performance at every club every night. Like people don't even like. I think it's become a thing. Like if you tell me the only DJ's like what?
Yeah.
Paying 150 rand to go see a DJ?
it's
let me listen to cliffcentral.com then.
Yeah.
What's the scene like in Durban?
The scene in Durban, man. There are a lot of performances. In terms of like shows and gigs and everything, but like people are a little bit more reserved. You know, like the scene there, it's not like it is here. Like the scene here in Joburg is very, very advanced in terms of the way people perceive music, the way people take in music, the way people take in acts, take in performance. Because here it's very, very, very serious. In Durban, we only have, you know, a few artists who really, really do hit the pinnacles of African music. So in terms of like artists getting platforms to perform, there are a lot of platforms, but I wouldn't say, if I had to just compare it to what it is like here, I'd say here performances are very, very much more seriously taken than they are in Durban. In Durban, it's like you're building up your career. In Joburg, it's like you doing this. You know what I mean? You know the difference, you know?
Yeah.
Not to say that you can't build it in Joburg, but that's the feeling of the two different places.
Oh, like you come to Joburg to blow up.
Yeah.
You've already been mastering the craft. Now it's like, here's the boom.
Oh, and then this is where things actually happen. So I'd say that the scene in Durban, there's a lot of people on the come up and a lot of influential acts that come from Durban. But in terms of performing every week in Durban, a lot of the guys don't even spend time in Durban. They spend time everywhere else except Durban.
Oh, man.
Performing in Joburg, performing in Cape Town, performing Bloemfontein, wherever, you know. So that's
Do you guys have plans to move to Joburg for the blow up?
Not necessarily, you know, because it's a 45-minute flight or 50-minute flight, and it only costs like literally a grand or like a 90th of a Bitcoin.
Yeah, man, you got that Bitcoin.
Man, 1/90th of a Bitcoin. You know? So it's not too expensive. It's something you can actually, if you plan properly, you can actually sort of manage it. But obviously, like, when you I feel like when you're serious, then you have to really spend more time here.
Yeah,
but I don't really plan to move here full time until maybe a little bit later on, after maybe we've shot the video for Come Away, which is what we're planning as well.
Yeah,
is a video for Come Away. Then maybe I might think about moving out here just to promote, maybe for 3 to 6 months, just coming here to promote more and more music, but not leaving Durban full time. And there's too many beautiful girls.
Oh,
there you
too
go.
Too many beautiful girls.
You already know. You know, I gotta say, I always gotta mention, because my brother Daryl is the editor of the SA Hip Hop magazine. So I mean, in terms of hip hop, this is you know, that's the plug. That's the main plug. But you gotta come through me first.
Plug.
You gotta come through me.
I feel
and
you, man.
Pete, so what about you, man? Like, what's going on? Plans? What should we expect?
Look, I'd like to do a music video. I think we've gotten enough love from Durban, and coming out here to the city has shown me a lot. I think I enjoy making slightly different music, and that can mean anything. But at the end of the day, I enjoy making beats. I enjoy making beats with my friends and trying to create something that's slightly left or center, but everyone can still listen to. So focusing on singles, getting some content out there, building a story. And this is the story right here.
Yeah.
This is the journey right here, right now.
Word.
And I mean, like, when I get on those festivals and on those live circuits, it's about you guys listening to us here, and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much, man.
You're welcome.
It's mad love.
That's our job, man.
Yeah.
You don't have anything else to do on a Friday.
Well.
You know, we appreciate it. Man, I mean, that's crazy. I was going to ask a question, but I forgot.
How do you guys push your music out? Do you mainly focus on digital, or are you selling out the back of the trunks? Or what's the culture like?
That's old school right there.
It's definitely digital.
Yeah.
But when Rare Art Pieces comes out, there's going to be physical copies for the kids in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's certain factions of markets, in my opinion at least, that can't really access as much social media as they'd like to, you know. And so for the kids, I'm definitely making a hard copy for them, so that, you know, even if they bootleg it, it's cool.
Fine,
it's cool. Like, the bootlegging music has been bootlegged anyway. If it plays on the internet, it's bootlegged already. So, like, you know, I'm making hard copies just for the streets. But most of the stuff that we promote is definitely social media.
That's the way to go.
What
I was gonna ask was, how does, because we didn't touch on this, because Durban is known for house and recently Destruction Boys, you know what I mean? Like,
say it.
Boom.
You said it again.
I can't. I'm not saying it again.
Wait.
Well, you, hold up. I don't understand spot like that, though.
I didn't
you
hear
know
that.
I'm from Morocco. I can't, man. Salam alaikum, man.
Yeah.
Dale, you caught me.
What?
Golly,
I ain't even gonna try.
You ain't even gonna try, right?
Gonna try. Nah.
How you give away
wavy
snap? No, but on a real, like, how is hip hop and even R&B been taken? Because we had TDK Makassette on the show, and yo, bro, like, people were wild. Like, even I had a co-host that day. She's like, yo, I gotta take your picture, you gotta come to school, because all these little millennials are bumping to your stuff.
Yeah.
So how's the reception of the music back in
Durban? Oh, it's awesome, man. I think that's why I said, like, it's like the breaking ground almost, you know, like so many people are making unique, different music, and the kids there are really, really, really picking up and loving the culture, you know, the culture of the music and everything. And yeah, no, the kids really, really are taking up to the new hip hop. In fact, if you do a party now in Durban, this 3 years ago, it would be a house mostly. And then one slot of hip hop, and then more house music.
a lot more.
Now it's like hip hop, one house slot, and then more hip hop. You know, if you throw a party now and you don't have a hip hop artist, you don't have hip hop DJs, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah,
no one's going to go to your party except old people. And, you know, it's not like a shot at like house music, because house music is awesome, but it's just the kids. Really, really like getting
crunk. And you know, that's what people have been saying, that kids, especially millennials, are the ones who are determining what's hot and what's not.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, listen, if they ain't kids, bumping bro. To it, you listen know what I mean? It's not banging. It's not banging. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's crazy. Anyway, guys, so we're going to wrap it up. We got Bista coming up, another brother who came all the way down from Durban. There's some money in Durban, right? Some catching flights and catching We got Bista in the building. Dude who's been in hip hop for a minute. We've also got Lumi Lee, who just walks in the building. I thought he wasn't coming. Lumi Lee, next time you need to be early, brother. I hope you can hear me. Is there volume over there? But yeah, Tuco, Just Pete, thank you so much for coming through. Can you know, give a shout out with your all your social media handles?
Twitter at Just Pete SA, JustPete SA. I said that way too formal on my last radio interview. And then Instagram, which I just joined just for the show.
We know you don't have that many followers. It's so, okay. Don't make no excuses.
I literally got Instagram just for this. Them Tinder girls will know I'm on Cliff Central. So,
what's Tinder?
Oh, come on.
I'm pretending. Come on.
You definitely.
I got to act like I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
You never know who's listening.
What is Tinder?
Real Just Pete. So that's
At The Real Tuco, everything, Twitter, Facebook. Tuco spelled T-U-K-O, no H. So, you know, it's like Tupac, Tuco. So it's not like Tuco, like everyone says it.
You know,
it's Tuco, but it's The Real Tuco, T-H-E, real. Tuco, one word, no hyphens, no things. The Real Tuco, all social media. If you're looking for me on Instagram, SoundCloud, whatever, it's The Real Tuco.
Sweet. Cliff Central, No Borders, 1 to 2 p.m. every Friday. It's your boy KF and your brother Daryl. We're about to drop We Go Hard by Bista, and we'll be back after this short commercial break.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Your boy DJ Wobbly.
Legal.
I'm gonna stand up.
So dark.
I told you.
We go hard.
We go hard.
Can't nobody put it down like this now. I'm so
dark. I told you.
We go hard.
We go hard.
Can't nobody put it down like this now.
I shut it down with ease. I fire up. That warning shot, they out of my beast. They asking how did I do it? What good is so bad? If she front seat of the car, probably got a whip for the keys. No importance, can't know me feel.
No.
Make you stumble, I thought I know importance, can't make you be. The boys down me, I'm all I have, the boys that can't know to me. Master got in the thought, I'll find the boys that can't get to me. Pista é o agora.
I'm here.
Bista, Kitschko, Vitali. Right. Bad news for the gods.
do que caso não. DNA afirma, sou ocupado. Tendo estádio, sou da tem plano executado. Não se tem supervisto, deixa vos preocupado. Angola, stand up. South Africa, stand up. It's like 031 music. Vista. We are the game changers.
Agora mudamos o jogo.
CliffCentral.com, no borders, your boy KF.
And your boy Daryl.
What's going on, fam?
I'm chilling, homie.
You going hard?
Yo, man.
Hey, this brother go hard.
My chest was feeling the whole thing, the whole vibe.
And in true no borders fashion, South meets West. So we had Tuco and Just Pete on a couple of minutes earlier.
Yeah.
And they're both from Durban, South Africa. Now we got Bista from Angola, amongst other places. We'll run that down in a bit. And we've got Lumili, because you know, whenever we cross borders and we bring different countries together,
yeah,
you know there has to be a Nigerian, right?
There has to be.
You know what I mean? They don't get left out, brother. Like, wherever you go, every third person you see is Nigerian.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
That's the way it is, bro.
So we got Bista and Lumili in the building. What's good, guys?
Yeah, I'm cool, bro.
We good.
Cool.
We good. I'm good.
Bista, so you know, we were just listening to We Go Hard. Who produced that?
Gemini Major.
Yeah, and
Youngin.
Yeah, we were gonna talk about it. So we're downstairs. I'm like, yo, what's up? So where you coming from? I'm just coming from Gems. I'm like, okay, Gem.
Who's Gem?
Like, he's not a Gemini Major. He just, you know, they just throw these names out there, man. You know what I mean?
like it ain't nothing.
Like, they ain't like being braggadocious.
Yeah.
On our show.
Not even.
On our show.
Nothing to shit at all, bro.
So I got a call earlier from one of my friends in Durham's, like, yo, so Bista, I heard Bista's on your show today.
Yeah.
I'm like, so people really know this dude?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man. I'm not going to mention names, but this dude, remember that dude? He used to sleep on Bista's couch. He used to go pick him up. He gave him his car.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, let's tell us the history behind Bista before we even get into the music, like in terms of the number of artists who you've been a part of in terms of their come up.
It's quite a few. Coming from Durban, it's quite a few bad.
He's
bad.
Being braggadocious.
No. I pride myself in that. I'm proud that I was able to be part of their journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm. It's more about the journey, really.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I'm glad I was able to contribute to their journey.
Word.
You know what I mean. Bista, you know, originally from house, the longest story.
Yeah,
I was actually born in Russia.
Okay.
Oh man,
I was born in Russia. My fam, like my mom's. Was studying at the time in Russia, and I was born there. My dad is from Madagascar, so she's Angolan, Madagasi. So the whole thing, that's where the Angolan thing.
Yeah.
And I grew up.
We just crossed a number of borders.
Just crossed a whole lot of borders from there. And, you know, ended up in Durban, you know. Growing up loving music, I realized that I had a talent as an athlete. Had a talent of grooming people around me.
Yeah.
So what happened, every time I noticed someone that you know, was gifted, and I was also in music, you know, I'll tell them, look, come along, let's see what we can do.
You know what I mean? I love that because, you know what, the music industry is bigger than just the rappers and the singers, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the suits.
Yeah.
So basically, I mean, you know what you're talking, you're the suit, you're the guy who, you know, the coordinator, the strategist, the business person.
And I never saw myself like that. I really didn't. And you know, a friend of mine back in Durham, I don't know if you guys know, Nigel, like, he would be there.
Yeah, shout out to Nigel. I went to school with Nigel, you know what I mean? Kutama College, you know what I mean?
He would see me, he would be going to work, going to varsity, doing his internship. He would see me in the studio. He was in my house for like, I don't know, 2 months or so.
Yeah.
And he would see me, he's like, yo, Beast, I'm leaving. You know, I'm in the studio, I'm doing that work, and Jem is also there putting in the work. And, you know, it's just that thing. It's like a brotherhood of helping out one another.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you see them blow up, you only we want to be happy and proud that
they got. Because you were a part of a project, something that, that came to fruition, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And,
to me.
And how many of those relationships are still live and kicking?
Do you know that the thing I love the most is I don't need you to boast about me. I don't want you to shout out my name. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
I just want you to respect me. When I see you,
yeah,
you know who that is. Yeah. Like I walk across, I will drop names when during gigs or whatever when I'm crossing, because I'm focusing more as an artist now. When I'm crossing gigs, when, you know, if Nasty's walking past and he's like, he'll stop. He'll stop and say, "Yo, Beast, what's up? How you doing?"
Yeah.
You know, when these guys, they'll always stop. And that's what I want. Just respect.
Yes,
you
know what I mean? Yeah. Don't forget where you came from,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly. You know I mean? I don't need you to go out there and blow, "Oh, Beast, Beast, nah."
Yeah.
Just,
I do, I mean? I do. Like, when you, when you leave the show, you better be saying, "Yeah, hey, shout out to KF, you know, man." And I'm going to pretend like I'm humble, you know, in the back, like, you know, just raise a hand. Like, yeah. Nah, it ain't nothing. Yes, it is something, nigga.
But yeah, and in that, in the music grew on us. Jem, when I say Jem, I'm sorry, Gemini Major. That's just, we call each other.
Yeah, yeah, work, you know, work,
Jem,
work.
Gemini Major produced a lot of work for me before he made the move to Joburg, before we sat. We went through a lot. I think we have to go through life's experiences, the difficulties in life. I'm talking about, you know, dealing with bills at home, dealing with what are we gonna eat today?
Those noodle nights,
the
noodle nights,
you know. Yeah, yeah. We need to do our laundry, things like that. You know, we need to clean up the house, things like that. Once you experience that with someone, it's completely different.
It's a done deal forever.
It's not even about music anymore.
Yeah, you know, it's a brotherhood.
It's a brotherhood.
And I mean, that's crazy because now we're talking about Gemini Major. That's Malawi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and shout out to Gemini Major. I always say this on the show that he put Malawi on the map, because the only thing we knew Malawi for was
Malawi gold,
fish and rice.
Malawi gold.
Yeah, and Malawi gold. But I mean, mainly fish and rice for those people who don't partake. But it's beautiful, man. You know, you're talking about somebody Nasty C, South Africa. Mm-hmm. You go Gabista, who's Madagascar, semi-Russia, Angola.
Russia.
And then you've got Gemini Major from Malawi. It's amazing how those collaborations come along. Lumili, like, what do you think about, because you're from Nigeria.
Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful what's going on with the industry and African music and the collaborations? Because that's what we want to focus on, you know, the African collaborations in regards to music right now.
Like, yeah, like, seriously, the way music has been lately, it has been very beautiful, because the collaboration will make you become known in other places. It's not going to be in only your country.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, to me, I think collaboration is also good for promo, you know, like, you get known.
For the business, yeah.
For the business, you know. So, yeah, collaboration is something I really love, that it has really been doing so well, you know.
And like, we have so many Pan-Africanists, right? You know, we spoke of Gaddafi. You know, you can talk of Patrice Lumumba, Kwame Nkrumah. You know, we've been talking about how Africans need to come together for such a long time.
Yeah.
And politically hasn't happened, right? It hasn't happened. Economically hasn't happened either. And it's crazy that the people that they don't trust with the countries, which is us, the youth, have started African Pan-Africanism in a solid way through the music.
Yeah.
There's no other African collaboration that is as powerful as us and our music.
If the song that you just played early on, that song, when Jim produced it, okay, you put that Malawi, and then had feature by Tamasha.
Okay.
If during that period when that song was released a year and a half ago, Tamasha, now the people know where she is, what she's doing.
Yeah.
DJ Wobbly, I don't know if you guys are aware.
Mm-hmm.
And myself, Gemini, DJ Wobbly, Tamasha, all of that, if you watch the video, when I was shooting the video, I went out there and got, I got Adweza Solange, I got people, everyone from Durban and people from outside, actors, you know, that came out for that video shoot, just to put this concept, this feel that, you know, this is a song to cross all borders.
Exactly.
This is what this is about, you know what I mean? Yeah. We went out in Durban, we showcased Durban in a Pan-African way, and I can't tell you, I couldn't be, you know, feel more proud to have. And if you look at that video, you're gonna look carefully. There's Gemini there. He still didn't have the dreads. Skinny little guy in the background. Skinny guy in the background. You know, waving the Angolan flag. I'm
It's something that our politicians need to realize, that, I mean, the way you're gonna bring Africa together is right now through the culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta give props to Nigeria, though. I mean, Lumi, like, how do you guys do it? Because y'all broke the market first. Yeah. It's debatable, because South Africans like to think otherwise.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I come from, we really can't even talk about that.
Yeah.
Let me slow my roll. But I mean, in terms of the growth of Nigerian music, what is it that makes because the least best artists in Nigeria will still sound dope.
Exactly.
What is it about it? Is it the accent? Is it the pidgin English? Is it you, what is it about music and Nigeria?
Yeah, like
what sets you apart?
Okay. Like Nigerian music is like what about what makes it really different is the creativity. Nigerian artists, they're very talented in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, we have those one who sing R&B like you think, wow, do you live in the States or something?
Mm-hmm.
You know. So yeah, Nigerian artists are talented, that is one thing. They are very dope and they always want to bring that creativity in different ways. Like they want to come out different from the other person. You know, like when you listen to Davido, it's different from Wizkid, you know, like they always have this message to pass, you know. So they are just good in their way. I can just say it's a talent from above, you know, that is it. So
when do you think that thing happened? That, you know, like the major breakout.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
You know, there was just that moment, and then you guys stole a whole genre.
Yeah, exactly.
Now everything, they stole a whole genre. Like everything that's African is Niger. Yeah, we're like, hey, wait, hold up. No.
Yeah, like, you know, it all started when you, like, from school. Like, when you're in school, you know, your background really matters. Yeah. When you come from a very, like, for me, I come from an average background. And from the experience I got on the street, you know, I all start by group. Called Rolex G, you know, that we're doing
you
this.
You see,
thing,
they're so flamboyant, know. Rolex G,
and he's rocking a Rolex.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. That's the way it is, you know.
He actually is, though. Yeah.
But anyway. Rolex G, you know. So we're doing it. So I got to a stage like I was like, I can go solo. Like we all go to school. Like we got, you know. So at the end of the day, I just believe that your background and your experiences will push you to that point.
Yeah,
that
word. Spot. Oh, Juleba.
You know,
I mean, like, it's like, hey, man,
that's a song.
Yeah, that's a song and a half. If you sing from the heart,
exactly,
and you can see on the video just that, you know, catching a taxi,
you,
the dust,
you know what I mean?
You know, feel reality, like, I can connect with this guy.
Exactly. Remember the part when he's sitting at the table in the black halls with the boys and they got pots, food, you know what I mean?
You know, took it back to the ghetto, you know, just bring the creativity in it, you know. So, yeah. That is it. Like my song One Time is a song, like it's a freestyle. I was just like, give it to me one time.
Okay, you now know? Let's stop being braggadocious. This is not your show. No, I mean, like, come on. He's like, it was a freestyle. We haven't even played the song. Already people are like, hey, who this nigga? Go on.
So,
sorry, my bad.
So yeah, you know, so it's something like I was just chilling with my friends and I was like, you know, because it was produced by Dr. Jazz, you know, he's a good producer. So yeah, we were just freestyling, then that's how it came up. I was like, yeah, one time.
That's so
that's the way it is.
Oh, that's why it's called One Time.
One Time, yeah.
Wow.
One time.
What are your thoughts on the current state of Nigerian hip-hop?
Oh my god, Nigerian hip-hop, to me, I don't think Nigerian hip-hop is still like unknown to, like, everybody know Nigerian hip-hop is out there and it's still gonna be going far beyond what we're seeing now.
Yeah
I don't know, I bet it's difficult though. Who's a Nigerian hip hop artist? Isn't it just Ice Prince?
Listen.
Who else?
Listen, there are a lot of Nigerian hip hop. Artists.
Him.
We got M.I.
Mr. M.I.
But M.I.
Incredible, yeah.
Let's talk about the new wave.
New wave.
We only have guys like Too Much Sauce, Too Much Juice. But now he's now Afro Pop. You know what I mean?
Like
M.I. just released a song called Rappers Should Fix Themselves.
Yeah. One thing about Nigerian artists is that we are versatile.
Yeah,
you can see him rapping now, and at the same time, in his next song, he's doing something else. So he's not that maybe.
Now.
Yeah, like so that's it. You can do anything you feel like doing at that point in time. Like you can't just because I'm a rapper now. I want to keep singing somewhere. You know, you have to sing and you know, like you see Olamide. Olamide can sing. He can rap.
Yeah.
You know, he's ready to do. He can do trap. He can just give him that assignment. He's gonna deliver. You know.
It's an assignment.
Give him that assignment.
You know, he's gonna deliver. You know, that is it.
Hey, Bista, Angola.
Mm-hmm.
But Angola's home, right?
Yeah.
Should we somewhere, say?
I won't lie to you. I haven't been Angola in a long time.
Okay.
Durban is home. Family's there.
Angola
is like...
Angola, the roots.
Yeah, the roots.
Yeah,
better,
okay. The roots.
We'll say,
so,
say.
Angola being the roots, I mean, we can't really talk about music in Madagascar. Like,
a lot of French music.
You know, the penguins and stuff. You know, we can, but I mean, not really music.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
I've seen a bit of Angolan music Africa. Shout out to Trace Africa for what they're doing for the rest of, you know, Channel O, y'all need to fix yourselves.
Yeah.
Trace HD, y'all need to fix yourselves. Yeah. MTV Base, y'all really need to fix yourselves. Wow. It shouldn't be that hard. Yeah. No, so why'd you come to Africa?
For what?
And then you call yourself MTV Base Africa, but you only have Nigerian and South African music playing. Like, come on.
It doesn't really
That's ridiculous.
Sense.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You're here to promote African music, get the Africans, and shout out to Trace Africa for that. I have seen a bit of Angolan music, but what's the industry like in Angola? Like,
look,
do we have?
I know for a fact, personally, putting my projects together, and mostly because I grew up in KZN, you know, in the Midlands as a youngin, you know, so I rap in English for the most part. But in the song that I
put, I did hear, yeah,
and
some
so
Portuguese.
I had to work. I literally had to work hard to write that because I'm like, seriously, I had to get back to that. So, but noticing that, you know. And the Angolan industry is very strong, but unfortunately, what's happening, it's very monopolized.
Okay.
So it's very
gatekeepers.
I feel that they don't allow the freedom of the youngs, the youngins to come out and do better job. So my objective personally is do as much as I can, just like Jamie's doing. This is something we've sat down, we literally strategized.
Yeah.
We sat down, do as much as you can, so that when you step back in that...
Daryl, I like this about Bista, the strategy, and a lot of artists don't realize that it's more than just getting into the studio and making a song.
There has to be a
strategy. We sat down, we've talked for this for years, for many times, many nights when we were nobodies. You know what I mean? We sat down there and said, that what I want to do is that when I want to be so big, so influential, that when I step back in that domain, when I step back to Angola, when I step back to Malawi, people will pay attention.
Yeah,
people will know what I want. That they won't ask questions about your credibility.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You go in there and you make the changes that you need to make. I know in Angola, if I step in there as a nobody, nobody's gonna respect you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Right. So you need to be able to be there and be influential and make changes to allow that something different to happen. Because what's happening is only they promote only the established or those who have who kissing the right asses.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Who are taking the hierarchy, and everybody else who's talented comes and realizes.
Or the kids who grew up with money. Like, I got something to eat out of.
Exactly. My dad is a general. My dad is there.
He's talented or not.
Oh, not.
You know what I mean?
And there's really, really talented people who unfortunately the dream died right there and then.
Yeah.
And they have to get a 9-to-5 and they don't leave that dream anymore.
Exactly,
I can't imagine to be like that. I can't imagine someone to hurt.
Because it's
like
still
that,
Africa, we've got black tax.
Exactly.
And that's something we all share. So for you to be I got the 9-to-5, I want to pay for studio time.
Yeah, exactly.
But then I still gotta send money to my cousin in the village. Like, you know what I mean? It's not happening.
I'll tell you something really personal right now. Like Jim, for example, he was going through that difficulty where family did not approve of what he was doing. Family,
they're like, we got bills.
Yeah, we got bills. Family, I had to fight. We were making phone calls at his family members in the U.S. We're like, yo, I had to make phone calls. I had to say, look, I want the kid to do this. We need to push him. He's really talented, but family's like, yo, listen, you know what? He needs to go back home and do this.
Yeah.
He was there. He went back to Malawi. He was so frustrated. I had to get him back to SA, back to the studio, back to doing. And family said, listen, if you're going to do this, you're going to live with the consequences of it. Little did they know. I like this. And you know, we're Africans, but our parents, they probably want the best for us. They want us to get a job and get paid immediately. They don't really.
Then get married, have an apartment, buy a small car.
Exactly, all of that.
Cliche, yeah.
Cliche. So I had to invest emotionally in my family. I had to tell my family, I had to tell his family, like, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
This is what we are meant to do. This is what we're, you know, this is our goal.
And we don't have that luxury, man. I mean, I love the conversation, that's the energy that's coming out of here. Like, we don't invest in talent in Africa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this is where talent dies. Yeah. Talent dies in Africa, bro. Like, I mean, there's so much so much energy, you know what I mean, that's in Africa where we could blow up, but talent just dies.
That's why a lot of people didn't aspire to go to the States.
Exactly.
Pursue your dreams, because, man.
And it's funny, everybody from the States coming here now.
Because you say, and Africans are stepping out, going out there, not realizing that they themselves are fighting another battle to get on the top.
Exactly.
And you don't realize this is the plan. If you want to make
every
famous,
little kid on the block in New York raps, dog.
And raps hella good.
Yeah,
and you think you're going to step out there and you're just going to take the world over?
Nah, man.
This is Africa, TIA. You got to do this out here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what we did. And that's what I keep doing, is just mentor these young.
This is crazy, man.
Give an opportunity. Give him give him time. Give him the effort as well. Give him an incentive. Give him, you know, goals.
Yeah.
Just give him sets of goals.
Yeah.
And before you know, people were coming out. His family were calling.
I think another problem that we don't get, I think another problem where our parents are right is that we're not honest with each other. Because, you know, you do get those dudes who've been rapping for 10 years and ain't nothing coming out, but their boys are like, yeah, man, you dope. Like, nah, dog, this is not you. I think there needs to be that reality check.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you're like, hey, dog, this music thing?
Yeah.
On a for real, this now you're like, I don't hold back. Like, if I don't really like your shit, I'm like, hey, try. I'm like, nah.
it ain't the one.
This is not you. You know what I mean? It's like Swiss beats and trying to rap. I'm like, Swiss, hey, you know, keep go back producing. To the beats. You know what I mean? Swiss. And now Swiss went to Harvard. Shout out to that. So there's nothing wrong with getting an education. Don't get it twisted. But I mean, follow your passion as well. Yeah. Numi Lee, you know what I mean? Apart from, I think Nigeria is the only African country where so much talent can come out, but there's an audience. Have you noticed that in Nigeria, like, you can be the smallest artist and you still got your little niche?
Exactly.
You can still make money. Like, what is that? Like, is it because it's like a billion of y'all? Like,
it's like I said, you have to be very, very real with yourself and very creative. There's no how bad you are as an artist, you still have that fan that will like your kind of music, you know. True. I have seen some very, artists, you know, that I still like their music, no matter how they sound, you know, because the blend of the rhyme, the beat, the melody and everything, the combination, you know, it will bring out the sense. Even sometimes, some words are not even making any sense, but with the way you put it together, you know, exactly, you know, so I will still have to like your song, because if your concern can put a smile on my face or can make me shake my head, you know, that means, you're good to go.
I need to say this, like in Durbs, you know, we got our boys, I got some isiZulu boys out there, right? And they would sing a Nigerian song word for word.
Yeah.
And I'm asking, do you know what you say? I don't even know what they say. Exactly. And they're saying word for word exactly the accents. And I'm thinking, do you even know what you say? It's like, dude, doesn't matter, man. So, this song is too way. Exactly. It is too dope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's the influence. Saying. That's how it's contagious.
Yeah. It is contagious.
It's contagious. Yeah. You just start singing, start dancing. Before you know it, you know the words.
Yeah.
Exactly. So good rhymes, good melody, good beat, then you're there. That is it. So Nigerian music is like that.
It's amazing. So tell me, what's the come up like for a Nigerian artist in South Africa?
Come up? I've seen some of my Nigerian artists here based in South Africa, and they're doing real good.
Yeah.
You know, like Bolo J.
Yeah.
You know, Scooby Nero.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all of them, they're really doing good. I met them here.
Wow.
So and I look at the market here. I just found I realized that as time goes on, I'm gonna be known. So I believe that Nigerian music in South Africa is going places. Like, they're gonna accept it because we are still Niger.
Yeah.
Even though you stay here in South Africa, you being a Nigerian and you singing good music, you're gonna be accepted. They're gonna like your music. Yeah. So that is it.
Bless. Yeah. Nah, it's crazy, man. Cause I've seen a lot of Nigerian artists, but I haven't really seen one sort of propel to the heights of, like, you know how, let's say, Gemini, for instance, you know, got to that level, you know? I mean, Scooby Nero really does it, but maybe it's the consistency, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, like, as an artist, it's just something like, I can't really say why, you know, to you, because to me, I believe he's big, you know, he has his own fans, and, you know, maybe he's not still at that spot to just, you know, a time is coming, like, you just see him everywhere, but he's building that platform, like, he's gonna be there, you know.
Can I say something?
Can anything
say,
can come up, you know?
In regards to that topic,
building
brand, being, let's say, a foreign artist, okay, based in South Africa. I'm surrounded by a lot of artists. Okay. And understanding branding of building artists into that industry, you got to study the industry. You got to know your industry, what you're doing, how to do it. Okay. For example, the gym situation, you know what I mean? Or even my situation where you got to really blend with your surroundings. You got to work with the people around you.
Yeah.
You cannot marginalize yourself think that you're going to blow up.
Yeah.
It won't happen.
Yeah.
You got to really blend. You got to understand people's point of view and you got to work to this, to, to the circumstances of the situation.
Your creativity has to be based on your environment.
Exactly, on the environment.
You can't start singing Russian folklore music in Durban I'm bringing a new sound. Come on, bro.
Exactly. Like in Durban, for example, my music, I got my new single coming out, Pooza. People don't know, like, I speak, growing up here, I speak a little bit isiZulu.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And people wouldn't really realize, you're not from here? Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's because you're so much surrounding, and I go to Kwamash, to Mlazi, you know, to the hood, and you're performing out there to the people.
Yeah.
And people won't even realize that you have that much of that background.
Yeah.
And when Jame was also doing the same thing, you know, because he's blending with everybody and he's working it. And look at your audience, work with them and say, what do you like? Let me get this. And you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, well, we got to wrap it up. Bista, tell us real quick in 30 seconds, the message behind We Go Hard, the energy that came from it.
We Go Hard is about coming up, working hard for it. Don't expect anything to be given.
Yeah.
You know, you build it. You know, you bring the people around you, get the right energy on it, and then and succeed. You gotta want it bad enough. Exactly. We failed many times before we got to the point where I'm here at Cliff Central.
Yeah, where?
Damn it, I worked damn hard to get you and get you by chance, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, we worked hard. We go hard.
We gotta
go hard. You know what I mean? Bista, yeah.
And it's Bista Entertainment, right?
Bista Entertainment, Bista, yeah.
Social media handles, the whole enchilada.
Check me out at Bista. _ on Instagram, at Bista, Twitter. Just search Bista, BISTAH. Okay, a lot of people think it's the beast. Okay,
I
wanted to give it a little switch on that. It's BISTAH.
Shout out to Bista, shout out to Nigel. Thank you for coming through Durban. You flew all the way here, man.
Hey,
we appreciate Clifton.com.
Thank you guys for having me.
Lumi Lee, tell us, you know, so you told us that One Time basically was a freestyle, which is why it's called One Time.
One Time, yeah.
And the producer is?
Dr. Jazz.
Where's Dr. Jazz from?
He's from Nigeria.
Why y'all just say you keep your money indoors, don't y'all? They're like the Jews, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, not really. Like, I have other producers, South Africans in background, but he was the one talent behind the one-time beat, yeah.
Well, shout out to BC who brought you here too as well.
Yeah.
We got to wrap up, but we're going to close the show with One Time from Lumi Lee. My boy, Dale, you want to close the show off, my G?
No.
CliffCentral.com, KF. Your boy Daryl, No Borders, every Friday 1 to 2 p.m. Shout out to Angola, Nigeria, South Africa, Zimbabwe. We made this show with No Borders.
We made it, baby.
Finest girl I see, make you come around to my crib. We pop more with a drink and a see. There's a lot to say when you hear you a sick girl. Yeah, you a sick girl. Sample, get incredible. The way you shake a boom, oh terrible. Oh no, maybe no be so. Other than them girls, baby, no they mind them. Only you me one time. Give it to me one time, one time. Give it to me one time, one time. Make me hear you run time, run for away. Make me run time, run for away. Give it to me one time, one time. Give it to me one time, one time. Make me hear you run time, run for away. Make me hear you run time, run for away. What you do me, I don't know. Mommy, you to find out. Sexy body, you're bad girl. The way you are, you tell me. Oh no, I got you. You got me. Look so tempting, making me thirsty for you. Make your body walk, body vibrating. Make your booty twerk, booty vibrating. You be the best among the rest. Giving you nothing but the best. Yes. Give it to me one time, one time. Give it to me one time, one time. Make me hear you run time, run for me. Make me run time, run for me. Give it to me one time, one time. Give it to me one time, one time. Make me hear you run time, run for me. Make me hear you run time. No matter what they say, I can love you every day. I'll always be your man, always, always. I don't wanna see you cry, you're the apple of my eye. I'll always be your man, always, always. Give it to me one time, one time. Give it to me one time, one time. Make me hear you run time, run for me. Make me run time, run for me. Give it to me one time, one time. Give it to me.
give it to me one time. Give it to me one time. Baby, run down. Baby, run down. Give it to me one time. Give it to me one time. Baby, run down. Baby, run down.
This is Jazzified.
This is CliffCentral.com.